Benedict yesterday gave his annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. During his remarks, he renewed his appeal for a ceasefire in Syria, calling for the beginning of a constructive dialogue aimed at ending the conflict. The Pope said civil and political authorities around the world have a grave responsibility to work for peace. One of the diplomats attending the speech was the chargé d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See, Deputy Chief of Mission Mario Mezquita. He spoke to Charles Collins about how the United States is working with the Holy See to help achieve peace.
I thought it was a wonderful speech that really highlighted the important global role that the Holy See plays and the universality of the Catholic Church in general. I thought that the Holy Father did a great job in outlining Holy See priorities, especially in calling attention to important world trouble spots. Of course, the ongoing conflict in Syria played an important role in his remarks, as well as ongoing troubles in sub-Saharan Africa, Mali, for example, persecution and sectarian violence in Nigeria. And then also, of course, the important role that education plays in development of emerging economies and emerging societies around the world. And of course, we from the United States would certainly like to thank the Pope for calling attention and noting his solidarity for the victims of Hurricane Sandy in the eastern coast of the United States.
The United States is, of course, a leader, if not the leader, of the international community. You mentioned these trouble spots, particularly Syria and other regions of the Middle East, sub-Saharan Africa. What can the United States do to help bring peace to these regions, to help lead the international community in these efforts?
Well, I think one thing that Pope Benedict XVI certainly drew attention to in his remarks was bringing to the fore this concept of the peacemaker. And he noted, of course, in his remarks his message on the World Day of Peace. And we think that there are, in many of these places, if not all, areas for the United States and the Holy See to work together. Certainly, we share global interests in places like Syria in the Middle East, in Africa, in Latin America, and in Asia. And our work at the embassy is certainly to try to find those areas of cooperation with the Holy See to move forward, to try to bring peace, to try to enhance human dignity and enhance the fundamental rights of people around the world. And that's something that we at the embassy and the United States government in general is intent on working on and improving.
How can the United States government and the Holy See work together in these areas?
Well, certainly part of that is our diplomatic efforts in finding common ground, finding areas where we have similar common interests, and where in a partnership we feel that we can be effective and that we can move forward on these, again, as I said, these fundamental rights of human dignity that the Holy See and that the Holy Father stand so much for and that the United States does as well. So certainly if you look at a place like Syria, I think that we've both noted with much concern the increasing violence and the increasing brutality of that conflict. And I think that is one of the many places where we can work together in the near term to help enhance human rights, human dignity, and bring peaceful solutions to world conflict.
Now, Ambassador Diaz, the Obama's ambassador to the Holy See, left his office after the first term last year. We're waiting the new ambassador. Can you tell us, giving this moment, a moment of reflection, what the relations are right now like between the Holy See and the United States?
Relations between the Holy See and the United States are outstanding. We have cooperation on a wide range of issues, from regional issues of common interest, as I noted, places from Syria and the Middle East to Asia to Central America to Africa, as well as other sort of global issues, we might call them, from countering trafficking in persons to issues of migration, refugee issues, environmental issues, global health issues. So on this wide range of issues, we continue our excellent, deep relations, excellent cooperation, and we plan on doing so in the future. Certainly, we expect a new ambassador to the Holy See at some point in the near future, and we'll move forward with our common agenda as well.